He was a species on the verge of extinction. She was an Air New Zealand hostess. They were mystically joined, like rabbits and Landau, like Pinky and Perky, like Porgy and Bess. Oh, he loved the pursuit and the romance, but the details were more of a chore. When the bride's veil lifted, his mind soon drifted. At least that's what had happened before. Let it blow. When the toast was to nobles and princes, in the conjugal nest, she was seen at her best, with a keen eye for curtains and chintzes. She had all of the furniture ordered by the time they were naming the date. And a mother came speeding from distant Dunedin to help with the flowers and cake. Should we stand on our heads? Would sackcloth and ashes displease you? And the honeymoon down in Ibiza, where the sun and the nightlife were hot, as she lay on the sand, he said, isn't it grand? I'll bring all of my wives to this spot. Left him nothing to spout but hot air. A long interruption, since his last eruption was disguised by sheer devil may care. But some charm and some skill and maneuver had him rising to meet the occasion. And for once they found bliss, but news of the tryst got to Fleet Street and caused a sensation. Let it blow. The whole thing was toast, and she dragged her tail back to New Zealand with threats of high cotton revenge. Meanwhile, his eye did stray to the ample bustier of a novelty dancer from